kapai e hua, huro. Aqua tai mai tende wahanga, which I'm really excited about. We're going to be talking to Ron Makirere Hairewa, who's a rangatahi guideline project lead for the project Manaora Rangatahi Guidelines, which is a 20-week social media campaign, which is driven by rangatahi. As far as I know, there's four kura involved in this. Rangatahi Māori, who aim to spread the kōrero and the message about nutrition and well-being across Aotearoa. And it launched today at Waipatu Marae and Hastings. And again, we have the project lead, Ron, with us now. Tēnā koe e hoa, nau mai haramai.
Tēnā koe e hoa.
Hei, he kaupapa pai tēnei, as I looked more and more into it and looked at and actually heard on te karere some of the rangatahi that spoke about the project. But if you can, just can you break it down for us?
Yeah. So, firstly, ngā mihi hoa, thanks for having me on the show. But, it's a project that has been really kind of, in the initial stages, it was quite obvious to us in our kind of research world that the current guidelines that are in practice and from the Ministry of Health perspective needed a little bit of revision in terms of what is in there for rangatahi, but it wasn't until we actually got the rangatahi on board and started talking about what their understanding of the current guidelines are that we realised how really meaningful this project is going to be in regards to being able to get something in front of rangatahi that they understand and have the ability to kind of connect with more than what there currently is in place. So, it's been an amazing kind of journey for us. We're still on it at the moment. As you said, the guideline officially launched today out of Waipatu Marae. But, there's lots of potential that we see in the project. And, it's kind of exciting times ahead.
Tēnā koe. And in regards to the rangatahi involvement, as you said, their understanding of the guideline and their input in those guidelines, what has that process been like and which and who, actually just which rangatahi were involved?
Yeah, so we initially, there's 30 secondary schools in Hawke's Bay and we were aiming at, there's 60 secondary schools in the Hawke's Bay region from Wairoa down to Central Hawke's Bay, Waipukuro, and we wanted to send an invite out to all of those kura and say, this is the project. We're looking at revising and doing up some new nutrition and wellbeing guidelines for rangatahi. If you had any candidates from your school, could you please send them through? We were looking for one male, one female, and the schools that we placed the most emphasis on or put the highest emphasis on initially were the schools that had the highest percentage of rangatahi Māori within their role. And so there was a lot of the kura that we went to, the kura kaupapa from like Te Wairo, all the way down here to kura kaupapa Hiritonga, and we had a It was quite a lengthy process, which is understandable. A lot of kura were busy in the initial stages, which was late 2022, and it made it tricky to get as many on board as we initially wanted. But we ended up with 20 rangatahi, and it was amazing. The mixture of males and females was almost 50-50, which we were hoping for, but weren't kind of holding our breath to get that mix. But yeah, that's been good. And the majority of the students are Māori. And in regards to their input, it's been a process of information in regards to what's out there at the moment, and then them coming up with the draft guidelines, and then going back to school in term two, term three last year, presenting to their peers, saying, this is what we've learnt, this is what we've created, what do you guys think? Coming back and doing another revision process using their peer feedback and refining that down to a kind of finalised version of the messages. And then, yeah, going into a video shoot with a production crew from Gisborne, Light Shift Productions. And yeah, and then here we are here with our finalized messages and videos being launched today.
And in regards to those messages, Ewa, o tēnā koe mō tēnā kōrero au, I wondered, you know, with that collaboration and those rangatahi coming together to create or to add to those guidelines, what can we see from some of the mahi that you were just talking about now over the next 20 weeks?
So a big thing that came out through the mahi that we've done with the rangatahi was, and it was actually really, it blew a lot of us away, was that the rangatahi were saying things like the current guidelines, we feel like the current guidelines are telling us what to do, like you need to eat 5 servings of fruit, or you need to do this, or you need to do that. And so their approach was, if it's going to be from us, then we need to say, let's try and do this, rather than you need to do it. And so there was a big push on the wording. And initially, we didn't think that the wording was going to be such a big issue, but it was, and we're really grateful that the rangatahi took that approach to be as attention to detail, if you will, as they were, because they've said that it needs to come from us, and if it's coming from us, then we need to say, let's do this, not you need to, because we have to be part of these guidelines as well. And the other big aspect was the te ao Māori approach that, and you know, the te ao Māori tikanga that was woven throughout the guidelines, and they had said that that was one of the most crucial parts, because for Māori rangatahi, they need to feel, or they need to be reading guidelines that they feel they can connect with, and they didn't have that connection with what was currently in place. So we're hoping that what has been created, co-created in line with the rangatahi that we've been working with, has the ability to really reach out and make some connection with the rangatahi of our region and in a broader sense, our nation.
Tēnā koe. It does sound exciting, and it does interest me a lot about the wording and how much of a focus they had on that, because it's so right, eh? And it's awesome that they picked that up, that they were like, nah, I don't really like that, let's change that. So that's neat. I guess that's why we want the rangatahi perspective, right? It changes so much. But, I know that it's 20 weeks, but what happens after the 20 weeks? What are you hoping for?
Yeah, so as of today, we roll out two. So we shot with this film crew, we shot 20 messages, and they've been refined down now. And so the 1 minute long messages that are going to be on the Mana Ora Instagram page and TikTok page, and over the course of the next kind of 7 or 8 months, every fortnight, two new messages are going to be rolled out. So one nutrition and one well-being message, and then a fortnight's time, another nutrition and well-being message. When we come to the end, once all 20 messages have been rolled out on the social media campaign, the aim is that that we have a greater kind of audience that these guidelines are in front of. The initial objective is just to get eyes on the guidelines, so that we've got more rangatahi at least seeing what their peers have created. We know that from a behavioural change perspective, we're not hoping to, wipe out fast foods and no rangatahi eating Burger King and McDonald's sort of thing straight away. As long as we have eyes on the guideline and more kind of knowledge of what's out there, then that's the kind of first objective achieved. But then longer term, we're hoping to have this as a program package that in essence could be rolled out all around the motu, so we could have it in any kind of region, whether that's Taranaki or Bay of Plenty or Canterbury or wherever the case is. we have this whole kind of kaupapa set up in a program format where we can say, you know, the initial stage is first wānanga, the first noho is around information, and then the second one is around, you know, how you shape whatever the cases that you come up with. But yeah, that's kind of the long term goals, and also looking at finding another kaupapa Māori based research organisation that we can kind of partner with to get some really valuable data back from how it's working all around the country.
Tēnā koe, hua. If you want to find out more, hua mai, you can go to the Manaora Guidelines. I had a look on their Instagram, and I really love the imagery, the approach you've taken. Of course, you've got some familiar faces in there. You've got Georgia,
yep.
Awatea Jones, you've got Tamati Rimene Sprout, and of course Pere Wihungi in there. But generally, the imagery tends to capture a lot of people, and you've really done a really awesome job at doing that. So I'm really looking forward to the messages about the guidelines throughout the next couple of weeks from yourself and these rangatahi e hua. So tēnā koe, thank you so much for having a kōrero with us about this kaupapa.
Tēnā koe, homa.
Tēnā koe. You have it, that's Roan Makirere Hairewa, who's the Manaora Rangatahi Guidelines, the Rangatahi Guideline Project Lead. Just with us now. Needs kaupapa. And again, you can go onto their social media pages, which, of course, is through Manaora Guidelines. Again, I had a look at their Instagram. Mean as, love it. Got me hooked. I even had a look, and they did looks like a taste testing. And I think Pere is in there as well, Pere Wihongi, and they're doing a bit of a taster. They've got some lettuce, some puha, some watercress, all of those things. And there. So I love it. I'm looking forward to seeing the outcome of that. Tēnā koe, Roan, mō tēnā kōrero.